the headlines. Kopperbelt PS welcomes new private-owned hospital in Kololoshi, and Petaoke Council satisfied with revised cash for work guidelines. Kopperbelt Province Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza has commended proprietors of the newly built private hospital, El Roy, in Kololoshi District, saying it will boost the provision of public health care services in the district. Zanish reports that Mr. Mwanza said this during the official opening of the health facility in Kololoshi's Shiwoluma area. The provincial permanent secretary noted that the opening of a new private hospital in the district is not intended to compete with the government institutions, but rather to support and complement public health care services.
News 360.
The local authority in Petaoke District of Eastern Province has expressed satisfaction with the guidelines for the revised cash for work RCFW program. Petaoke Council Secretary Kelvin Banda has disclosed that the program has addressed various challenges that affected the previous cash for work initiative. Speaking during a stakeholder meeting on the RCFW guidelines, Mr. Banda indicated that the revised program has resolved issues such as double dipping, registration, identification, and recruitment of beneficiaries. Zanish reports that Mr. Banda added that the program also has an embedded grievance redress mechanism to address issues raised by the public.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Trump has accused Iran of failing to allow oil shipments to pass through the Strait of Hormuz as a fragile ceasefire continues ahead of planned peace talks in Islamabad this weekend. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there is no ceasefire in Lebanon, despite agreeing to talks with the Lebanese government on ending the war with Hezbollah. It's been asking for an end to Israel's devastating strikes as a precursor for the negotiations. In other news, the US First Lady Melania Trump has denied having a relationship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in a surprise public address from the White House. In comments which have again propelled Epstein into the headlines, Mrs. Trump said she wasn't one of his victims and defamatory lies were being spread online.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 21 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 18 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 47 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 17 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Al Ahly goalkeeper Mohamed El Shenawy has been given a four-match ban for striking a referee on the head following a 1-1 draw with Ceramica Cleopatra in the Egyptian Pro League. The Egypt international, who was on the bench for Tuesday's game, was angered by Al Ahly not being awarded a penalty for a handball in added time. The 37-year-old was Egypt's first-choice goalkeeper at the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations and is expected to be in his country's squad for this summer's World Cup in North America. Lusaka is rather cloudy, with the highs at 24 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear, with the temperature dropping to as low as 15 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Kopperbelt PS welcomes a new private-owned hospital in Kololoshi, and Petaoke Council satisfied with revised cash for work guidelines. My name is Terence Makundo.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station. Music station.
Look at the sky. Like a Rubik's, no pillow talk, no loose lips. Why the fuck not? Just like I've been looking.